pocket. It's a community that is planning to shut down the area tomorrow. And here to tell us why is Fadil Adams, who's the national spokesperson for the Gatfol Capetonian movement. Fadil, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning to you, African. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, thank you very much. Why is Parkwood planning to shut the area down tomorrow?
If I may just correct you, it is not just Parkwood. There are 13 areas shutting down tomorrow. They're shutting down in defiance to the marginalization of the people of the Cape Flats because of the apartheid spatial planning that forces us to live in backyards and live in overcrowded flats and council rental stock because the city of Cape Town does not note and does not take note of our plight and refuses to offer any assistance at all.
I spoke to the mayoral committee member for human settlements in the city of Cape Town, Councillor Malusi Boy, just before the 7 o'clock Eyewitness News, and he assured me that the plans that have been presented to communities such as Parkwood in the Greater Retreat Area project, I think it's called, those plans are underway. They will be looking to deliver housing opportunities for communities that are surrounding the Greater Retreat project. Are you not satisfied with that?
No, sir. How could we be satisfied? The previous MEC for housing, Bongi Madikizela, came to Parkwood and expressed his shock at the condition of which the people live. Then he went to Heidelberg and expressed his shock at the condition the people live. And I think he went to Bontyville and did the same thing. And everywhere the man made the same promises. You will get your land and you will get your housing. He's been moved to a different portfolio and now the tune has changed. So we're saying no to this. And also, just to give you a little bit of an indication of what we're up against, after 24 years of promises, the people of Artery have now been given the Edward Road, a housing project. 24 years of waiting, 84 houses. Out of the 84 houses, I think only half will go to the people of Artery. 24 years, 84 houses. This is exactly what we're fighting.
Let me ask this obvious question, Fadil. How is shutting down not only Parkwood, but 13, I think is a number you shared, 13 areas in Cape Town, going to help you achieve your objective?
Well, firstly, we know that the people that run this province, they only care about the people on the other side of the suburb. That we know for a fact. The reason that we're disrupting is we are going to make everyone understand that this is not a once-off. And please note that we are well aware of the fact that the city of Cape Town can only build about 15,000 houses a year. Now, in this, I think it's 16 years that they've been in government, the party that governs the city, they have not built one single RDP house anywhere close to the suburbs. We want the land on the other side of the land, of the other side of the railway line. You know where we come from? We come from Constantia, and we come from Deep River, and we come from Rondebosch, and we come from Cape Town, where it took them hours to make the decision to remove us from, and minutes to sign up the paperwork, and they used to throw us off. We want to go home. Our ghettos are overcrowded. You know, the backyard issue is an economy on its own. We have people, unemployed people, and people living with SASSA grants paying rental to live in someone else's yard when there are acres of land on the other side of the road. We want the integration that we fought for. This is why we're shutting down. We know that the state cannot possibly deal with a housing backlog. It's impossible. It will take 300 years. We are saying to the state, service the plot, give us our land, and leave us alone. We'll build our own land. We'll build our own houses.
And which 13 areas are going to be shutting down tomorrow?
I'd need to pull out the list, but it's Delft. It is Delft, Steenberg, Lavendale, Artery, Parkwood, Oceanview, Boerkop, Heideveld, who else is there? Tafelsig, Eastridge. Who am I missing? But anyway, there are 13 areas.
For sure. I'm going to take a call for you, Fadil, because Sarah in Fairways has a very important question. Sarah, good morning. What's your question?
Hi. Good morning, Africa, and salam, Fadil. I just wanted to check. This pamphlet that was advertised, it was distributed within the Parkwood area. I picked it up via our neighborhood watch group. So I just want to understand, what you're trying to protest and come across with, but I think it's quite selfish because I'm a mom of three kids. I've got kids at three different schools. I've got my father-in-law that needs to get to hospital tomorrow morning for an appointment. And how do you expect me to get out? How do I get out to work and to get three kids to three different schools that are not in walking distance? Because unfortunately, I didn't get them into schools close to where I live. So I've got to travel out. So it takes me 2 hours every morning. So I've got to leave at before 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, get three kids ready for school to get them to school on time. So I think what you're doing is quite selfish.
I'm
and sure. nobody is and nobody has discussed it with residents that are living in the area. Because what about the people that are also living in Park Route that need to get out? What about us?
I'm shocked. Let me tell you why I'm shocked. I'm shocked that you could put your own needs before hundreds of thousands of people living in squalor and accusing me of being selfish. I'm actually shocked. Let me finish. I did not want to interrupt you.
Someone,
ma'am, when you had your speaking opportunity,
Sarah, let's do this. For fairness, let's give Fadiel a chance to respond. Yeah, go ahead, Fadiel.
That you could put your needs in front of hundreds of thousands of people for one day. One day we are saying to government, this is the action that we're taking because you have ignored these people. One day. And it's the end of the world to you. Do you know how these people live, ma'am? On the day when the man in the backyard did not get paid properly, the landlord plugs out the electricity, bans his children from using the toilet, puts them on the road. This is what we're fighting against. And you are concerned about one day.
All right, Fadiel, let's get Sarah to respond.
Can I ask her a question?
No,
when
Fadiel.
When Kosatu has a strike in town, do you call in?
But Kosatu's strike does not result in her father missing a hospital appointment, which unfortunately cannot be moved.
Of course it does. No one can go anywhere when Cape Town stands still.
Sarah, would you like to respond to Fadiel?
I'm very frustrated. I have to travel out every day. A lot of people have to travel out every day, get to wherever they need to go. I understand that there's people that are living in backyards that actually can't afford to live anywhere else. Everybody is struggling in Cape Town nowadays. So many people are, and I understand that. I'm just saying that there was no previous communication to everybody that's living in the same area about the shutdown. So I could make alternative arrangements. I can go to my son's school and say, he can't come in because he has to do the, we can't get out.
Okay, Sarah, we'll hold it there. That is a fair point, Fadiel. How much consultation? Can we focus on that? How much consultation?
We've had community meetings in every area, every single area. If she didn't attend the meeting, that's not on me. If she has a problem explaining to the teacher why our children won't be in school, let me assure her that she will not be alone and the principal will understand. We had community meetings. Wait, let me finish. In every area. Unfortunately, let me give you the flip side of this coin. The people of Fairways who live meters from Parkwood don't consider themselves to be a part of Parkwood.
No. Fadiel, I really want us to maximize the amount of time we have here, which is to discuss the reasoning behind the shutdown tomorrow. When you were consulting the various communities, did you get maximum support from those community members who were attending those meetings?
In certain areas, the support was phenomenal. In certain areas, the support was fair. In certain areas, the support was poor. The areas that supported poorly, we are not really taking full note of at this point. The reason I'm telling you at this stage is 13 areas.
So those 13 areas are areas where you had overwhelming support for a shutdown tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Fadiel. Angus McKenzie, you are a ward councillor for Bointeville. You've got some thoughts. Good morning.
Morning, Africa. Are you well, sir?
I am. I'm a bit anxious about tomorrow, but I'm well. Thank you very much. How are you?
Look, I think Sarah has laid it out completely correctly, and I think that woman represents the views of the overwhelming majority of people more than anyone else. What we do know, unfortunately, is that Bointeville, for starters, was not part of this little shutdown thing. What has happened, and we know it of the previous shutdowns, is that people are going to lose their jobs tomorrow. So the very people that he's seeming to be wanting to support and seeming to want to be marching for are the very people that will be losing their jobs tomorrow because they can't get to work and bosses don't understand that. You are driving local economies into the ground by ensuring that deliveries can't take place, shopping can't happen, children aren't going to school. We are well aware that the entire shutdown methodology is a methodology that is there to destabilize some of the very good work, and let me tell you that I think we have a lot of challenges that we are working on, but to destabilize some of the very good work that is happening in and around Cape Town. So we must be very clear that we don't take very lightly to illegal protests, and also when illegal protests goes against benefiting the people of the communities that the thing is planned. So I think it's extremely selfish, and we should not be supporting something like this. It's completely unacceptable.
Angus, thank you very much for your call. Angus McKenzie, ward councillor for the community of Bointeville.